In computer news this week, are you a cyberchondriac? CNN had a feature on this term a while back, and I find it relevant to anyone who watches TV and owns a computer today. Cyberchondria refers to the unfounded escalation of concerns about common symptomology based on reviews of web searches. One of the biggest changes in television advertising of medicine has been the new barrage of ads for prescription-only medicine. In the old days, we just had to put up with ads for products like Alka-Seltzer and Bufferin, common solutions for problems that everyone has, like upset stomach and aches and pains. And some of these ads actually used to be funny, like the one with the tagline, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing," and consumers enjoyed them. But now, with the aging of the baby boomer population, we see a whole new generation of ads for prescription medicine, which can plant fears in your head and send you running to your computer to surf the internet for answers to your fears. Whether you're a man or a woman, it seems like advertisers have targeted us all with ads to place that slight doubt in our minds that we might not be as healthy as we think, and that maybe, based on a TV commercial, we should run to our doctors demanding medicine for a condition that a TV ad has placed in our heads. How many times have you seen those ads for a group of guys trying to watch some sporting event, and they all miss the big plays because they're all running to the restroom repeatedly? I mean, great shades of Senator Larry Craig, how many trips to a restroom is normal anyhow? Particularly when you're out with the guys and downing a lot of suds and having a good time. But now we have to deal with the question of, are we going the normal times or not? And if not, is it because of normal condition like BPH, or perhaps it is the onset of a more serious condition like prostate cancer? Only your doctor can determine your condition. Kind of reminds me of a popular song back in the 70s. I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in. And before I saw this TV ad, I didn't know I had any condition. Talk about fear-monger advertising. In many cases, the TV ad will direct you to their website, where you can take a little online quiz to see if your symptoms might require a trip to your doctor's office to, of course, request their medicine you saw advertised on TV because you've convinced yourself that you have that problem or condition. To get a second opinion on your supposed condition, you can go to hundreds or thousands of other websites to take other quizzes and collect other information on your supposed condition. And this is where you can really get into trouble. The CNN article states, you might be a cyberchondriac if you feel worse after web surfing instead of better. Well, guess what? When a TV ad plants the notion in my head that I might have something wrong with me, I'm all over the web. And in most situations, I never completely convince myself that I don't have the advertised condition. So what's the solution? Stop watching TV? And don't get me started on those Viagra and Cialis ads either. For Raw Bites, this is Frank Delaney.